behind the scenes at rehearsals of the United Nations Orchestra in Geneva, putting the 70 or so UN staff through their paces is professional conductor Antoine Marguier.
Sorry, you don't play the right rhythm. Again, I need to wait for the 16th. So it sounds bam, pa pa pam, pam, pa pa pam. Soyons modestes. Jouons exactement ce qu'il a écrit.
They've had a long day in the office already, but now they've got to fine-tune their Tchaikovsky, and it has to be right. That's because in just a few days' time, they're playing a sell-out performance for Ban Ki-moon at the Swiss city's beautiful Victoria Hall. The head of the UN will be there, along with former Secretary-General Kofi Annan, not to mention 4,000 other classical music fans. So the last thing the musicians need is to be interrupted by me. Maestro, I'm here with you on the stage now, so a slightly privileged position. I'm not used to this, I have to say. You're going to play some Tchaikovsky. Which Tchaikovsky will you play for us today?
This is the 5th symphony, and we're going to concentrate on the finale, the fourth and last movement, because this is the one we are going to play for the October 2nd concert. Then in Korea, we are going to play the whole symphony, but today we could focus on the finale.
I'll let you get on with it.
Okay.
Take it away.
Yeah, sure.
These musicians may be volunteers, but there's nothing amateur about the way they play. To date, this young orchestra has raised more than $170,000 for humanitarian work. Away from rehearsals, conductor Antoine Marguier says the UN orchestra is hoping to carry on with their fundraising work when they next go on tour to South Korea. But it's a big commitment.
Well, actually, it's a lot of work. We have to build the thing. Also, this is the first time we have such a responsibility, such an important concert to prepare and perform. So, of course, yes, we work a lot because we are non-professional people. I am a professional conductor, but the organizing team is non-professional. And we started from zero. We have no financial support, so we do kind of everything.
It's hard work finding the time to juggle the day job and rehearsals, but these musicians are obviously doing something right, as they'll be accompanied by another VIP at their upcoming performance in Geneva, none other than violin superstar and UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador Maxim Vengerov. It promises to be a special occasion for the volunteer orchestra that's fully deserved, and possibly appreciated even more than you might expect, precisely because they're amateurs. Here's Antoine Marguier again.
But I would say that amateur means also passionate, who likes, you know, qui aime in French. So this is what I like with them. They are absolutely passionate. And I can tell you that we don't perform a lot. On the contrary of professional musicians who perform like 3 times in a week or something. So each time they perform, it's an exceptional event. So they have the best shirt, the best tie, the family is in the concert hall, and they give like 200%.
And wouldn't you give 200% if you could go to work the next day and say you spent the evening playing a concert for Ban Ki-moon in a jam-packed Victoria Hall in Geneva? Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.